to Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Darrell Jones on the Big K Morning Show. Chief, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
One of the things we wanted to reach out to you about is during this extreme cold that we had for the last 2 weeks, obviously mitigated somewhat now, but we notice an increase in fires. What are the causes of these fires that you know of?
Actually, I don't know of the causes. I believe all of them so far are still under investigation. At least the ones in the city are. The ones outside, I wouldn't have that information. The county fire marshal might be able to help you out with that.
Suffice to say that we may anecdotally relate it to people trying to stay warm when we're dealing with extreme cold. So it gives you an opportunity to reiterate your safety tips for people trying to do just that.
Yes. So if we make that assumption that the cold weather is what triggered this action, then we need to, again, reinforce the use of space heaters and how not to use other appliances as alternative heating devices like your stove or your oven.
Dr. Jones, the last time we talked about this topic, you had something very interesting to say that I had not heard before about the use of extension cords and getting the right ones when you go to a hardware store. Can you repeat that for us this morning?
Sure. So space heaters and all electrical items, when you plug them in, they use a certain amount of electricity or amperage. And using an extension cord, if the extension cord is not rated to handle the amperage that the appliance use, then the extension cord can overheat, and that can be a cause of your fire. So you need to either plug the appliance directly into the wall or have an extension cord that's rated for that type of amperage. Now, you go to a hardware store, and it should have a UL tag on it telling you what the rating is. And if the ratings don't match, or if one, the extension cord does not exceed the ratings of the appliance, then you should not use that extension cord. People also use power strips. And the same thing applies for the power strip. However, some power strips do have a circuit breaker in them, which will starts to draw too much energy. It trips the circuit breaker and shut the device off. But I would definitely just try to, the safest option is just plug it right into the wall.
And that said, some other notes, I mean, smoke alarms, obviously, we've learned over the years how important they are for people to have them, maintain them, make sure that they're operational. But we've heard a lot more about carbon monoxide detectors more recently, and they're relatively inexpensive to have but important, right?
Yes, they are. And so you should have at least one on every level. Don't put it in the furnace room or near your hot water tank, maybe about 20 feet from those appliances, especially if you have a gas heat and gas hot water, because everything that fossil fuel that burns is going to give off some amount of carbon monoxide. So you wanted to keep it away from there to keep from getting false alerts. So other than that, have one, at least one on every level of your home.
Appreciate you checking in with us, Chief. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here, guys.
You got it. Pittsburgh Fire Chief Dr. Darrell Jones. And really important information, Paul.
You know, the last time we talked, Dr. Jones mentioned, he said, be wary of these cheap, extension cords that you can buy and these cheap power strips, because they can be a fire hazard.